What dumb thing did you get involved when somebody say, hey, they either challenge you to do something or they say, hey, let's do this. And you're like, yeah, yeah, good idea. And you do it. And you're like, that was really stupid. Morgan Wallen probably has you beat. In 2019, there's a video that has surfaced. The audio is not great, so we can't play it. But the video has surfaced of him challenging another guy to a headbutting challenge.
Oh, no.
So let's headbutt and see who gets knocked out first. And it's
hold
like,
my beer.
No. Hey, y'all, watch this.
Yeah. And it kind of fits the narrative of Morgan Wallen recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or for the last several years.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
This tends to happen mostly with men.
Sure.
Women.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely am racking my brain and cannot think of something. I've done dumb things.
No, but your husband.
But then I think about him, and I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, right. 5, 6, yeah. The night before we got married, I'm going through, crap that
it's
he did.
Definitely your boyfriend or husband, if you're most women don't. I don't know why. It's our nature. It's an instinct or something.
Yeah, there's always alcohol involved.
Yes, there is.
Always. Matt, always.
Not true. Not always.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Alcohol or egos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ego is
definitely an ego can be more powerful than alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, what is the... your Morgan Wallen hold my beer moment.
Hey, Jared. Well, when I was in college in the 90s, we had some guy friends of ours, me and my best friend, challenged us to walk across the trellis, a train bridge over a river at midnight. Mm-mm. And we did. And they told us just to stay there for a minute. They were going back to their car and they took the flashlights and left us.
Oh my gosh.
That's dangerous.
What the hell?
We had no, it was so dark, you couldn't even see the moon. There was no stars. And we literally crawled on our hands and knees back to land.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that was a challenge, but it had no alcohol involved. It was just pride. I wanted to outdo the boys.
I know, talking about women wanting to keep up with the guys, I remember being on my mission in South Africa, and there was a sister missionary. They're elders and sisters, that's what they call them. But anyway, sister missionaries. And we're eating lunch all together, and there's a super hot sauce in South Africa. I mean, it's like blazing hot.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about those.
Yeah. That's miserable.
And those challenges, everyone, and somebody's like, I'll pay you $20 or their version of their money if you drink that entire bottle.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
And she was like, it was her and one other sister missionary and like 8 male missionaries, like elder missionaries. And she was like, I'll do that. And I'm like,
no,
this is a bad idea. But of course, I'm like, do it. And she drank the entire bottle and she tried to play it off.
Right.
And then all of a sudden her face got red. Mm-hmm. And then she's sweating. And then she was in her apartment for the next 3 days because her stomach was like torn to pieces.
You should have to go to the hospital. You can do that. And I don't know what it is with hot sauce, but every single time I have people over and it's a party type atmosphere late at night, it's always amongst the people, not always me, a huge hot sauce challenge. Every single time.
Yeah. Never happens.
Yeah, we get the hottest of the hot, then a neighbor brings down, no, this is the hottest, and then everybody plays it off like it doesn't bother them whatsoever because they can tolerate the hottest stuff. And
yeah, trying to act like
every
you're cool.
Time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I mean, women, of course, that was, you're talking about a woman did that, but when you say, Jason, the difference between men and women, so my husband got some takeout, I think Mexican food, and there was a hot sauce on there, and he's offering my daughter $20 if she drinks the hot sauce, and it was a tiny little thing. Yeah. She's like, no. So he's like, $50. She's like, no. He's like, $100. And she's like, absolutely not. So he's like, fine. And he takes it like a shot, and he's immediately in the bathroom sick.
Wow.
And she's like, duh, Dad. Yeah. Why would I even try that? I'm like, okay.
Oh, man. My son can handle the hottest to me.
My daughter can, too.
Crazy.
It's insane. There's like these... like Korean ramen noodle things. They're really spicy. And like, I took one bite and I was like, I can handle pretty spicy stuff. And I was like, that hurts.
Different type
My daughter's eating it for like, it's supposed to be a challenge. She's eating it like for her lunch.
That's crazy. Dang.
It's insane.
That's impressive.
Kendall, what was your hold my beer Morgan Wallen moment where you got challenged with something and did it?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love listening to you.
Thank you.
So I did not participate in this, but it was a group of my friends when we were in high school, and they had a bright idea to see who could jump the farthest off of a trampoline.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. That's real dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, not who could do the highest jump or the coolest trick. No, jump and see how far off you can get.
I love it.
And my best friend, she did win, but she fractured her leg in the process.
Oh, of course. Nice.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course she did. And she was scared that she was going to get in trouble, so she walked around for an entire day without telling her mother that she was hurt.
My gosh. Think she could say, oh, I fell down the stairs.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Kendall, great story. Thank you. That is some redneck stuff right there.
Why do we have two women that have called in? Like,
yeah.
Come on, ladies. Yeah.
Everyone gets peer pressured for sure. Yeah. Russell, and we're all dumb. We're all a little bit dumb. Russell, what was your Morgan Wallen hold my beer moment?
So I had a, it was a group of friends, and we were all bored, and I had nothing to do. So one of my friends pulled out a little tub of Icy Hot, right? And then, the bet was $50 to go pleasure yourself with some Icy Hot.
Oh, my God.
I knew that was happening. You win.
You win.
I knew that was going to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
Oh, no. We're losing you.
Not even 30 seconds later, you just hear a loud scream come from the back.
That's hilarious. Playing the banjo with some Icy Hot.
No, not a lubricant. Not a lubricant.
No. Gosh, that sounds painful. All right, let's go to another female, Lisa. Mm. Tell us about your Hold My Beer. You know, Morgan Wallen just challenged somebody to, or Avito just surfaced him, challenged somebody to a headbutting competition. What is your moment like that?
So mine is my husband's. His name's Eric. And his was not a hold my beer moment, but he dared himself. He's like, hey, does anybody want to see me eat this whole ball of wasabi?
Oh.
And we're like, no.
Everyone's like, no, we don't. He's like, all right.
Watch this.
Yeah. We literally said, no, don't do that. He's like, okay, here I go. And he does it. starts the sweating and the, oh my gosh, about to jump out of the booth. And he said a pain went from the front of his eyeball to the back of his head, and he thought he was going to have a stroke.
Wasabi stuff, it's a shooting pain, especially in the nose area, but then it disappears quickly. Yeah. Where the hot sauce can linger and linger and linger for seriously, seems like a half hour.
Oh, yeah, like 30 minutes for sure.
It's like a different type of heat because I can do wasabi all day long. Wasabi peanuts, wasabi peas.
Yeah, I can do that.
I just like, and then just regular wasabi, maybe not a whole ball, but I can eat it like it's nothing. But hot sauce.
But it's wasabi like shoots up your nose. And it's painful at times, but it's gone quickly.
Love it.
Yeah, my friend Sean, Sean to me is the one that did the most. He had this liquid hot sauce that I actually had to keep up. Way up high so no kids could get it, and also it had like a little dropper. It's like supposed to be like a little drop maybe for a stew. And when we got into this competition, I actually got rid of it when I had Everly. <'Cause I'm> like, oh my gosh. And she took a dropper after drinking at a cookout and all this stuff, and he put, and his gum boiled up into a huge like
a bubble
was on in the inside of his gum. He was like a bubble. He had like
Ew, stop.
To bite the bubble, to pop the bubble.
Oh, jeez.
Got blisters all over his blister.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And as usual, he acted like nothing was bothering until we noticed he wasn't talking right, and all of a sudden we saw the big bubble.
Oh, my God. I know he has dumb. He does dumb challenges because every time I see him, he's like either has an eye patch or something.
He's the same guy that went to the resort that fell.
Got a buddy.
He's still recovering from that.
And he's their friend that I find the hottest. So maybe there's some correlation.
He seems like a reasonable person.
Yeah.
He is. He's smart. He does like security IT for major corporations.
And he's funny. He's a good family person. Yeah. And then he does dumb crap like that.
That's dumb stuff, as we all do. And the good thing is he won't feel alone because a lot of you have apparently done really dumb things. The Morgan Wallen hold my beer moment where somebody challenged you to do something different. More of your phone calls of the dumb things you did when you were challenged next. Jared and Katie in the morning.